We'll refer back to the others before we're finished. We will be referring back to the others. In fact, is there anyone here that is remaining that has an interest in any of the public hearings that were heard this evening? Anyone here that is waiting? Okay, all right then, since there's no one here waiting, we'll just go ahead with our regular agenda. On to other business. Our first item of other business is subdivision 2018-29 Westwood final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the Westwood property for 3 single-family lots plus 1 residual lot for a total of 4 lots as a standard subdivision on a 5-acre parcel and with access off Fitzgerald's Road, that's Sussex County Route number 207. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. The tax parcel ID is District 130, Map 6, Parcel 55.01. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. The Commission might remember this from their meeting of December 20th of last year.
And just for the Mr. Mears' benefit and then a reminder for the Commission and the public, these other business items, like for example this one's a final subdivision plan, that means that it had its public hearing sometime in the past, got preliminary site plan approval, went through all the agency reviews, got all the agency review approvals, got staff's review and approval on the final site plan, so that's why it's on another business and there's not a public hearing.
Right. So I'm just going to ask for a final done, right?
Sure.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2018-29 Westwood, I move for final subdivision plan approval.
A second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the subdivision 2018-29 Westwood final subdivision plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Your next item is Osprey Point MRRPC revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the Osprey Point MRRPC. The change of zone application CZ1759 from agricultural residential AR1 to MRRPC was originally approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of June 23rd of 2016. The project originally sought approval for 339 units, including 180 townhomes, but has since been reduced to 217 units and was approved at 217 single-family units. The revisions maintain all original conditions placed on the project by the Planning and Zoning Commission and eliminates internal subdivision streets and lots. The proposed single-family lot area has been reduced from 50.94 acres to 45.37 acres, and the passive open space has also been increased from 51.46 acres to 59.88 acres. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the zoning code and all conditions of approval. The zoning district is MR, medium density residential with an RPC, residential plan community. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 18, Parcel 83.00. Staff are awaiting agency approvals for the revisions. So,
Mr. Chairman, in reference to S1743, I'm sorry, the wrong one. In reference to Osprey Point, MRRPC, I'm jumping in.
Easy to do.
I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan with the final to come back to us upon the staff receiving all agency approvals.
I second.
It's moved and seconded to approve Osprey Point MRRPC revised to preliminary site plan as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan 17-43 residences at Rehoboth Bay revised site plan.
This is a revised site plan for the residences at Rehoboth Bay for a lot line adjustment and resizing and the relocation of amenities. The existing boat ramp, boat slips and boat dock have been relocated to lot 2, and therefore the HOA for lot 1 will not be responsible for its maintenance. The footprint of the recreation centre has also decreased in size from 3,900 square feet to 2,673 square feet. The revised site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning district is M Marine District. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 7, Parcel 108.00. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Are we cool with the reduction in the size of the recreation center, or is this one of those things that's going to come back and bite us later if people say, wait a minute? They just can't get this place right, sounds like.
No units have been sold to our knowledge.
Right.
So I am not aware of anyone
There's no buildings up yet, they're driving.
Right, I think it's one big rubble right now, I drove by it today.
And there's pilings that they've been driving.
A lot of places like that.
I was going to say, that's a common sight in Sussex right now.
There are a lot of those today. Okay, nobody else, any concerns about that? And I will move forward. Mr. Chairman, in reference to S-17-43, residences at Rehoboth Bay, I move to approve the revised site plan with the final to come back to us once the staff receives all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve S-17-43, residences at Rehoboth Bay, revised site plan. I'm sorry, did you say as a preliminary?
As preliminary.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're still waiting for approval.
We have all agency approvals.
Oh, I'm sorry.
As a final.
So if you wish.
You read that to me and I ignored you.
As a final. All those in favor? Opposed? By the way, I have to ask a really dumb question that I should know the answer to, but I don't. When we started annotating these with an S, what's the S stand for?
Site plan.
Site plan. So we're counting site plans. Okay.
Yes, we are.
Okay, very good. Very good. Thank you. Our next item is Coastal Tide, formerly known as the Arbors at Cottagedale, conditional use number 1845, revised site plan.
This is a revised site plan for the Coastal Tide for updated revisions to amenities. The revised submission encompasses a footprint modification to the approved pool house. The previously approved pool house had a square footage of 4,302 square feet. The revised footprint is now 2,527 square feet for a difference of 1,775 square feet. The revised site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning district is MR, Medium Density Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 504.02. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thanks.
So, my question again. Have they sold anything here?
This one is a moderately placed rental unit project, so it's all rentals. And no, they haven't. There's not even any buildings.
No, they are still in remediation of the site.
It's a brownfield site. It goes back.
Okay. Yeah.
They're very close to being completed with that.
Right. Okay. All right. Then.
So it's all apartments. I said rental units. Oh, that's a fancy way of saying it's all apartments. So, yeah.
So we don't know.
Well, no, it's just there hasn't been
that. They haven't rented any units yet because the buildings are not up yet.
Thank you. All right.
You said that much better than I did.
Yes. Sorry. All right, Mr. Chairman, in reference to Coastal Tide, formerly known as the Arbors at Cottingdale, CU 1845, I make a motion to approve the revised site plan as a final.
Okay.
A second.
It's moved and seconded to approve Coastal Tide, formerly known as the Arbor of Cottagedale, conditional use number 1845, revised site plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan 1849, Millsboro Self Storage, preliminary site plan.
Mr. Chair, with regards to 1849 Millsboro Self Storage, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final. Subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Can I ask a question before we vote on this one?
Yep.
This is the one that says there's parking in the front setback? Front yard setback?
Temporary.
Yes. Correct. Is there any way that we can... I couldn't tell by the plan if it's paved or not paved. Paved?
I believe it's paved. And again, this is like a through lot. This is a through lot. I believe the majority of it is paved. I think some of the interior might be crush and run.
Oh, the reason I'm asked, it's just, again, it's a front yard setback.
The applicant's agent is here for limited factual questions.
If you have a question of fact, you want to ask the
question of fact is that area within the setback to be paved or unpaved?
Paved,
and so it would be permanent parking in the front setback
for the office and retail building only. There's no parking in the self-storage part of the site. Do you have a site plan in front of you?
I've got a site plan, but apparently, here it is.
So the site's really two distinct uses on the same property.
Right.
And so the parking for the office building, the square box that you see, is in, it goes into the setbacks on both sides. We have a double frontage lot, so the setbacks really squeeze on from both.
Because it's a lot of parking that you're at, it looks like.
Well, that's the parking is required by code, the number of spaces plus the handicap spaces.
Do you need all that parking?
To meet the code, we do.
But for your business, do you? If we were to say, don't put anything in the front setback and we'll give you a waiver, would you?
If we didn't have parking and driveways in the setback, that we would lose the whole building.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's clear.
I guess the drive, yeah.
Yeah.
This is why I was having some difficulties.
The setback lines are well, almost touching the building. It's 60 feet in, we're on a...
Okay.
We're on a major thoroughfare here with hard scrabble road, so the front yard setback is 60 feet.
Right. Okay. That's why I was having some trouble with your plan for you. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you good with my motion? I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, then. It's been moved and seconded to approve site plan 1849 Millsboro Self Storage as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay. Motion passes 4-1. Our next item is site plan number 1902 Sussex Square preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 9,999 square foot two-story office building and parking located off of Route 9 at the front of Sussex East Manufactured Home Park. The proposed office building is located in the portion of the parcel that is zoned B1 Neighborhood Business District. The change of zone was approved by County Council on March 20th, 2018. The preliminary site plan complies with the code and the tax parcel is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 165, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, in reference to S19-02 Sussex Square, make a motion for approval of the preliminary site plan with final to be approved by staff when agency approvals come in.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve site plan 1902 Sussex Square as a preliminary. The final approval will be by the staff subject to receipt of all of the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan 1896 Orchard Plaza preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Orchard Plaza for a 55,000 square foot medical and dental clinic and office building and associated parking located off of Old Orchard Road. The front portion of this property is zoned C1 General Commercial District. The rear portion of this property is zoned AR1 Agricultural Residential District and was just denied by County Council on January 15th, 2019 to be rezoned as C2 Medium Commercial District. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 335, Map 8, Parcel 29, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
What does that mean?
Yeah, that was my question.
So, what you're looking at is a permitted use.
Okay.
In the front part,
yeah.
In the front part, because the property is split zoned C1 and AR1.
Okay, so it's only in the part that...
The building is in the area that is zoned C1.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to be sure.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that clarification. All right, Mr. Chairman, in reference to site plan 18-96 Orchard Plaza, I make a motion to accept the preliminary site plan or to approve the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval by staff when agency approvals come in.
A second.
It's moved and seconded to approve site plan 1896 Orchard Plaza as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan number 1895 Lewis Crest preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 33-unit townhome community with pool and associated parking. This is a through lot with access off of Nassau Road. The parcel also fronts on Route 1 and qualifies the parcel for the combined highway corridor overlay zone. The required forested buffer is shown on the site plan. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is C1, general commercial, and the tax parcel is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 87, and staff is waiting agency approval.
Chairman, in reference to site plan 18-95, Lewis Crest, make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan with final by staff on the receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve site plan number 1895, Lewis Crest, as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next
just
item,
Mr. Chairman, on that last one, just for the benefit of the commission, because I had a question on this one. It's zone C1. That's why we didn't have a public hearing on it. So it's the old C1 zoning that permits up to 12 units an acre by right. So that's why you all are just seeing this one really for the first and only time.
Yes,
you know,
I realized that as I was looking at that. I was like, well, this is why we've changed the zoning.
Yeah. Right. I was trying to relate it back to some public hearing, and then I realized that's why it's C1. So just a little bit of information. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Our next item is site plan number 1893, Seaside Jewish Community, is preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a proposed one-story addition to an existing church measuring 2,186 square feet and other site improvements to be located at 18970 Holland Glade Road. The preliminary site plan complies with the zoning code. The zoning district is AR1 agricultural residential zoning. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 325.17, and staff is still waiting for all agency approval.
Can this go back to staff, or does it need to come back down?
No, it can come back to staff if you so choose.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Chair, in regards to 1893 Seaside Jewish Community, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve site plan number 1893 Seaside Jewish Community, preliminary site plan as a preliminary. With final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The next item is lands of Chalabala, minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement.
Okay, this is a minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement to create one lot measuring 2.25 acres plus or minus from an existing 9.77 acre plus or minus parcel off an existing 50-foot easement to be located off of Shingle Point Road. There are already two parcels that access the existing 50-foot easement, and any further subdivision would require a major subdivision application. Tax parcel is District 235, Map 25, Parcel 40.04, and the zoning is AR1, agricultural residential, and staff are awaiting agency approval.
I love this one with the lot rating. Anyway.
We talked to them about it.
Yeah, they want to know who their neighbors are and be around them. All right, in reference to lands of Chalabala?
Chalabala.
Chalabala. All right. Make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off the 50-foot easement with final by staff with an agency approvals are received.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve minor subdivision off the 50-foot easement for lands of Chalabala. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Apologies to anyone whose name that is.
I don't know. I think it's very memorable.
I know. And just if we just completely butchered it, I'm sorry.
Reminds me of the Three Dog Night song, Road to Shambhala.
There's a blessing.
Next item is Lands of Lowe, minor subdivision off of 60-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway to create one lot measuring 1.465 acres plus or minus from an existing 9.756 acre parcel located off of Bacon's Road. Tax parcel is District 432, Map 14, Parcel 2.08, and the zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential. Zoning District staff is in receipt of all agency approvals on this.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to lands of Lowe, I move for approval of the minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement with final approval by staff. Oh, no, we've got, you have final approval. Period.
Good.
Move for approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Lowe. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Fitzgerald. Minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway to create one lot measuring 80.23 acres plus from an existing 181.13-acre plus or minus parcel. The residual land will measure 100.90 acres plus or minus, located off of North Union Church Road. Tax parcel is District 230, Map 12, Parcel 10. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the staff is in receipt of all agency approvals on this.
Make a motion to approve the minor subdivision of a 50-foot easement for lands of Fitzgerald.
Second.
We moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Fitzgerald. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2007-36, Ferris Courtyard Subdivision, request to revise conditions of approval.
This is a request to revise the conditions of approval for the 7-lot Ferris Courtyard subdivision, the final subdivision plan for which was approved by the Commission at its meeting of April 28th of 2011. It is requested that condition H, which requires a sidewalk to be provided, is deleted. In support of the request, 5 letters of no objection have been received from 6 of the lot owners for the 7 lot owners within the subdivision. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 8, Parcel 45.08.
So, Mr. Chair, I need to abstain from this.
Okay.
A question. This one already currently has, I guess if there's lot owners, there's final site plan approval and there's been lots sold. The reason I was asking, because the removing a sidewalk would affect the design if it was a, potentially if it was a new subdivision.
Correct. So,
yeah,
so
it's
approved.
Final.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's under the old stuff anyway.
There are houses have been constructed.
But without any sidewalks
correct.
At this point.
Okay.
Correct. So this is something they subsequently.
This is the old, it's 7 lots, so.
Yes.
5 have said.
Correct.
And one owns 2 lots, so we have 6.
Okay.
6 out of the 7.
So do we have everybody agreeing to not have a sidewalk?
Yes, out of the 6.
We have 6 out of the 7.
6 out of the 7.
6
out of the 7. Okay.
What's the story with the other one? Has it been sold? Maybe it hadn't been sold.
They didn't say in the letter, but
okay.
And we don't have any.
I'm good. I'm good with 6.
I'm going with democracy on this one. So.
All right. Do it.
Make a motion to approve the request to revise the conditions of approval for 2007-36 Ferris Courtyard subdivision to eliminate condition to change condition H.
Second.
So moved and seconded to grant the request to revise conditions of approval for subdivision 2007-36 Ferris Courtyard subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Make sure you give them full credit for the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Our next item is subdivision 2018-22 Citations Meadow subdivision, request to revise conditions of approval.
This is a request to revise the wording of conditions of approval for the Citations Meadow subdivision, which is a 49 single family lot subdivision within the AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District that was approved by the Commission at its meeting of December 20th of last year. At present, Condition K requires that construction begin no earlier than 8 a.m. Monday through Friday and on Saturday. It is requested that the wording of Condition K be revised to change the start time from 8 a.m. to 7 a.m. No other changes are requested. The tax parcel ID is District 133, Map 19, Parcel 30.00. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion we approve the request to revise conditions for approval for 2018-22 Citation Meadows.
Second.
The move and seconded to grant the request to revise conditions of approval for subdivision 2018-22 Citation Meadows subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Referring back to our public hearings. Our first public hearing was not bad. It was
2018-26 Sweet Bay?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, that's me. Wait. Mr. Chair, I make a motion to defer. Second.
Moved seconded to defer action on subdivision 2018-26 Sweet Bay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2158 Millsboro Solar LLC.
I'll see on this one if I could circulate to the commission prior approval just so you can see what we've done on other ones, because there weren't proffered findings and conditions on it, and I'll send that out to everybody. So if you want to defer to look at that,
yeah.
Or just for further consideration.
But yeah, well, let's defer so we can receive that information.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I make a motion to defer CU 2158 Millsboro Solar for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2158 Millsboro Solar LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1871 Maston Real LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of change of zone 1871 from Maston Realty LLC for a change in zone from AR1 to B2 business community based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, B2 business community zoning is designated to allow office, retail, shopping, and personal service use that serve a relatively small area, including low density and medium density neighborhoods. Two, the site is in the town center area according to the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, and it is surrounded by this classification on the north, south, east, and west, with a portion of the western boundary running along the boundary with the city of Milford. B2 uses are appropriate in the town center area according to the plan. Three, the site is located along South Rehoboth Boulevard in an area where there is a mix of small businesses, including a liquor store next door, and residential uses. This location is appropriate for B2 zoning. Four, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Six, the property next to a liquor store is no longer suitable for residential use. Seven, any future use of the property will be subject to a site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval. Everything all right down there?
We were just remarking about the convenience of a liquor store next to our house.
That's really kind of saying a lot about the rest of
As I think about it, that cuts both ways, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that might have been such a good one. But I was in there
for the reflection.
I've had some interior designers drive me to drink in my life. All right, then. I think it's been moved and seconded.
Correct.
To,
yes, it has.
Recommend approval of change of zone number 1871 Maston Realty LLC for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And our final public hearing we have already acted upon. So, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone have anything else for the good of the order?
Just one thing. I realized on those handouts that I gave at the beginning of the meeting, I apologize. When I review them, the numbering's correct, but then when we send it sometimes to our printer, because of the formatting on Word, it throws off the lettering and numbering on some of them.
I thought it was just me that was confused.
No, I was confused, because the last time I read it, the numbers were correct, so my apologies on that. We're going to have to figure out something the way we print them that's different. So.
Okay.
So, anyway.
All right, then.
Happy Valentine's Day.
With that being said, happy Valentine's Day. We stand adjourned.